Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown, AM 1400. We're translated on 97.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us on Let's Talk About It, we have Two Rivers Activity Center Facilities Manager Amy Walters joining us, and Aquatics Supervisor at Track joining us, Tiffany Wilkerson. And Tiffany and Amy, welcome to our show.
Thanks for having us.
Yes, thank you guys for joining us. Excited. We've previewed, we've talked about construction leading up to this point. It's been open now for like 3 months,
yep,
right?
Yeah.
It's hard to believe it's already been that long. But we'll have Amy first start here and kind of give us an update on how things have been going. Obviously, last time we talked, there was still a couple of kinks, but it sounds like maybe those are getting kind of worked out still.
Right. Yep. So there's, you know, as with any new construction project, there are things. And so, and we anticipate, you know, things like that happening throughout mm-hmm. this first year as seasons change, different systems turn off and on. You know, we'll find a few glitches here and there, but have been getting great support from McGough, our construction team, and we're working through those issues for the most part. None of that has really impacted use of the facility. So we're pleased with that. We are in full speed of programming now. We're excited. This week we launched our personal training.
Okay.
And so we have three trainers on staff that are connecting with individuals that have expressed interest and getting those assessments and sessions started. We have a few special programs as well that we're offering. So we continue with our 20 to 21 classes for group exercise throughout the week, mm-hmm. And that's included in the membership, but we do have some kind of special programmings. We offer a flex camp, which is for kids 9 through 14, and it's after school Tuesdays and Thursdays at 3:45. It's $2 per session. Parents can purchase a punch card, or they can just pay by the class. We're really excited. It's led by Coach Quinn, who is a University of Jamestown physical education student. Awesome. And he is focusing on character, the fitness component, and then also
brain power.
Yeah. That's right. So it's flex your brain, flex your character, and flex your muscle.
Awesome. It sounds like that'll be a blast.
Yep, kids are having a great time, and good. So we encourage parents to check that out. And then the other opportunities we have, we are doing parent night out. Our next one is scheduled for December 8th, so parents can call and reserve a spot for their child. They can go out and have a dinner and a movie and come back and pick up the kids after they've been tuckered out from having fun at track. So we're looking awesome. To do that on a monthly basis as a parents' night out activity.
Excellent. Very good. And I think also, Amy, we should also make mention, because this is something really great that you guys, kind of a goal you're working towards, the membership. You guys are rolling right now. Like, you had a year-long goal, but 3 months in, you're pretty close to that goal already.
Correct. So our year one goal was to be to 2,700 members. When I generated the report at the end of October, we were at 2,457, wow. somewhere in there.
Something.
So, right. So, now, you know, we really want to focus on retaining, making sure that those members and guests that are using our facility are having a quality experience, and give them lots of different opportunities to engage in activity at the facility.
Definitely. Very good. So again, Track, Two Rivers Activity Center Facilities Manager Amy Walters joining us. We also have Aquatic Supervisor Tiffany Wilkerson joining us here on Let's Talk About It. And Tiffany, today you're going to tell us a little bit more about aquatics. Of course, that was one of the big selling points of getting Track to come here,
yeah.
was the pool and you know, indoors and everything. How's it been being a supervisor for Track, and what are some things going on in the aquatics area?
Well, aquatics is busy. You can tell there was definitely a need for an indoor water space in the community. It's a really happy pool. If people haven't been there, it makes you smile as soon as you walk in. Yeah. All those windows with the sun coming in makes it great to use it, even when it's 20 degrees outside. So, we have the two big water slides that get used on Wednesday and Friday evenings, and then most of the day from noon to 6 on Saturday and Sunday.
Okay.
And we have a lot of people that reserve our multi-purpose rooms for birthday parties, and then the kids get to go in there, water slide, play in the water, play in the lazy river, eat some cake, and head home. So it's a really great great opportunity for the community.
And to get all that energy out and everything.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So Tiffany, again, being aquatic supervisor, I'm sure you're in charge kind of overseeing, you know, lifeguards and training and everything as well. How's that been going for you?
Really well. I think we have a fantastic lifeguard staff right now. They're practicing 2 to 4 hours a month. They practice their life-saving skills, CPR, AED, water rescues, that sort of thing. So I think I would be not misspoken to say it's one of the best lifeguard staffs I think we've had for a while. Yep. They're putting a lot of time in. I think they're very proud to work at this facility, and that probably helps.
Awesome. Very good. And I know last time I've met with Amy, there was the discussion of starting to work on getting swim lessons as well, right? How has that been going for you?
Yep. So we are right on the cusp of pulling the trigger for adult swimming lessons.
Awesome.
We will be looking at starting the youth program for swimming lessons after the first of the year. We'll be holding instructor training over winter break. We just need to get some more staff trained on to be a swimming lesson instructor, and then we can get that going.
Okay.
So we do have coming up at the end of the month, November 30th through December 3rd, a lifeguard training course.
Okay.
So that costs $225. They can do a portion of the class online before they even get to the facility, where they can do more of the hands-on training.
Okay.
I would love it if anyone had called, they want a pre-interview, and I'll say, yep, if you pass the course, we'll hire you.
Awesome. So, yeah. That's awesome. That's excellent. You guys also wanted to make mention, I guess we don't want to forget this too, that the pool hours are kind of different than facility hours, right?
That's correct.
Yes. So the facility is open from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. Monday through Saturday, and then noon to 8 on Sunday.
Okay.
So the pool, I'll preface it by saying, the schedule's online. That definitely is the easiest place to go there. But otherwise, we have lap swim from 5:30 to 7:30 Monday through Friday. And then Monday through Friday, open swim 9 to 1. And then Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 4 to 8. Tuesday, Thursday, 5:30 to 8.
So the easiest way.
Oh, yeah. Go online. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
And we will have some adjustments to both our facility hours and our pool hours coming up around the holidays. So we recognize during holiday times and vacations and those types of things that, we will be a busy space.
Yeah.
And so we are working to do whatever we can to extend our pool hours during those days and those times. Our challenge or our limitation is really staffing.
Okay.
And so we do whatever we can do to make sure we have enough lifeguards to be able to open that space in a safe manner. So we are excited to say that we will be closed Thanksgiving Day.
Okay.
But then we are planning some special events for what we're calling Fit Friday.
Awesome.
And so we will look at having a full schedule of group exercise classes and getting people maybe an opportunity to try some things that they haven't tried before. Anyone can participate in our group exercise classes either through their membership or a day pass. So even day pass users can come in and do the classes.
Excellent.
And then we are able to adjust our pool hours as well. We're not going to open quite as early Friday morning for that lap swim. It'll be more of a 7:30.
7 to 9.
7 to 9 lap swim.
Okay.
And then we are going to be opening the main pool with all the water slides and having that available from noon to 6.
Okay, perfect. And of course, all of this can be found on the website if people are kind of like losing all these numbers, all these hours.
Yeah.
It's all on the website, and it's Track Jamestown, right?
Correct. TRACJamestown.com.
Excellent. Again, Amy Walters, Tiffany Wilkerson joining us here on Let's Talk. And kind of to top it off, I think 3-on-3 basketball is one thing we didn't want to forget, too.
Yes. Yeah. So we do have a scholarship program at Track for individuals or families that are not able to pay the full membership rate. And so once a quarter, we host a special event to raise funds for that program. So coming up December 10th, it's a Sunday, we are hosting a youth 3-on-3 basketball tournament to support the scholarship program. So that's available for both boys and girls teams, grades 3 through 8. And we have a fantastic facility to be able to do that in. We can run 8 games at a time.
Oh, that's awesome.
And we'll have concessions and all of those types of things. So we really want to encourage anyone that knows a 3rd through 8th grade basketball player to have them grab, you know, 4 friends and come up and spend some time with us on December 10th.
Awesome. December 10th, the 3-on-3 basketball tournament going on. Track Jamestown, the place to go if you want to get more information. Look at the membership fees, look at the pool hours, the facility hours, everything's on there. Tiffany or Amy, anything else you guys wanted to add in there?
The only other thing that I would mention is just around holiday hours, we are looking forward to the Christmas holiday as well. And so we will be putting together some opportunities for parents that might be looking for childcare for their children during that holiday break, so they can contact our learning center for those types of opportunities. But we will be closed both Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
Okay. Perfect.
And so other than that, and then we're working hard now to get that week between Christmas and New Year's to see who's going to be available for lifeguarding so we can adjust our pool hours during that week as well.
Excellent. Very good. Track facility. Go check it out if you have not. Go to trackjamestown.com to get more information. Amy and Tiffany, thank you for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.